certainly not always the case, but some people have a greater difficulty getting over the experience that they perpetrated rather than what they were on the receiving end of. And the Taxi to the Dark Side showed a number of the military that were over there.
The lack of volition in it's a key issue. I mean, it's not that it was their choice to do it. They were instructed. These are the techniques you were to apply.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, and the system certainly does not back them up. They're hung out to dry where the higher level remain sacrosanct. Yeah.
Hi, Claudia Carter. I was at a torture conference at Fullerton, California a year ago at which there were two survivors, a man and a woman. The woman counseled torturers, former torturers. The man did street theater. One of the things he told us was that, he was from South America, many people who are the hands-on torturers are themselves survivors of torture, and that's how they learned how to do it. Have you encountered that in your work?
We have chosen at the Kohler Center not to address the people who do the torture.
Even if they're survivors also?
The trouble would be that if they are people who have been torturers and they are coming to Kohler, that can create conditions that are less safe for the survivors. And unfortunately, there's so much need that people who have approached there and said, I have done torture and I am troubled by it and I need treatment for it, are referred elsewhere. They don't receive services. But another example that I think is parallel is that